In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And brought this up as well, which is, I think we all have watched the Broncos this year. Well, they're first place in the AFC West. We've watched them, and they're not an impressive watch. Fair to say, right? Like, they're not an impressive watch. But how many times last year did people say the Chiefs were not an impressive watch? And yet they won 15 games. They won all those one-score games. At one point, they had won 17 one-score games in a row, going back to the prior season as well. And it feels like the 2025 Broncos are the 2024 Chiefs. Here's even what Mitch Holthus said when he was talking to Dusty and Fesco the other day.
That's not been the case.
Right.
But this is a, let's just say it's a significant challenge. Because right now, Denver is the Chiefs of a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the Chiefs won 11 one-score games, and it's, oh, they're so lucky. Oh, my gosh, what you can't live like that. The Broncos have won, what, six of their eight like this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they're gritty and tough. You can't count them out. So it's just the narrative. But really, the Broncos are having what the year the Chiefs had last year.
I could not agree more. Now, I think that I haven't heard a ton of the narrative part of where people are saying the Broncos are just like gritty and all that. I don't know about that part. Maybe that is the national narrative. Maybe people outside of Kansas City are not talking about them having a similar season as the Chiefs did a year ago. That part might be true. I haven't heard that part, but I 100% agree with Mitch on the comp, which is if you watch the Broncos, they absolutely look like the Chiefs from a year ago, and they're not doing it in a flashy way, and they don't look all that impressive. It doesn't seem like such a daunting opponent. Hell, the Chiefs, Bink, are 3.5-point favorites on Sunday on the road at Denver, and the Broncos are an 8-win football team.
Yeah, it's tough, but there's a lot of similarities.
Okay.
Like last year, 2024 Chiefs, they finished 17th in the NFL in total offense. This year's Broncos team is actually 13th. And let's not forget, the Chiefs weren't exactly lighting up the scoreboard last year. They had no games over 30 points, which I get it. They did sit on it there at the end of a couple, or they could have scored over 30 points. Broncos have two of those. They have beaten the Eagles in Philadelphia this year, which is an impressive win. They scored over the 30 mark twice. Once was the Cowboys and the Bengals. Obviously, those are not great teams and great defenses. So I get it, but everything is very similar. The key is Broncos are better in the rushing game by a lot, and you would agree they're a better running team. The Chiefs are 22nd last year in running, but they're averaging one more point than the Chiefs did in 2024. So I get it. You know, things are thrown out of the whack a little bit when you score 44, but the Chiefs had five games under 20 points because they won one game scoring 17. They won another game winning 16. They won two games scoring just 19 points. So it did happen. But yeah, Mahomes better than Bo Nix. We know that. But as far as the other talent around, as far as the running backs and some of the receivers, yes, the Broncos at this point are on par with that team from last year.
The Broncos defense is top notch. The sack numbers are insane for them. I don't want to gloss over the fact, though, what you said 15 seconds ago, which was the quarterback part of it. Because yes, everything that you rattled off the numbers and how similar they are. And yes, they have a better rushing attack than the Chiefs did a year ago as well. But that's the part I can't get over is the quarterback. And so as much as we sit here and say they're just like the Chiefs from a year ago, the difference from a year ago is, yeah, the Chiefs were winning one score games, but also I knew come playoff time that Patrick Mahomes was going to raise his game, elevate his game, and come up with big plays. And he did up until the Super Bowl when everything was a disaster, as we all know, against Philadelphia. But prior to that, they obviously were a different offense in the playoffs. They protected Mahomes at a higher level. Joe Tooney was playing great left tackle. Like, everything changed in the playoffs, and the play calling seemed better, all of it. I don't have that same level of confidence. I don't even know how a Broncos fan could. That Bo Nix, if they're not the number one seed, and I don't think they will be, maybe they win the division. Sunday's going to decide a lot of that. If Bo Nix, even if he gets a home playoff game, is he winning three games in the postseason in a row in close fashion when he has to go have a game-winning drive? I still can't get over that. And call me a Bronco hater. I don't care. I just, that's my challenge. Look, they can beat the Chiefs on Sunday. I think anybody would be foolish to suggest that the Broncos cannot win on Sunday. That'd be weird. We'll talk on tomorrow
especially
and Friday more.
As close as they played them last year, man. Arrowhead Stadium's full strength, and blocked field goal.
The one at Arrowhead, yeah. I mean, Week 18 doesn't matter. I saw some Broncos fans.
It didn't matter at all.
I think trolling on Twitter, acting like that Week 18 game was anything. But Carson Wentz in the most vanilla game plan I've ever seen in the National Football League for a regular season game. But I'm just saying, like, the Broncos can beat the Chiefs on Sunday. They can get to 9 wins, but I just don't put them in the same category like we did yesterday on the show. Bink, you weren't here. Logan was in. But we were going through our Super Bowl contenders. Not a single one of us listed the Broncos, right? Not a single one of us. We were arguing about should the Patriots be on the list or not. I think even with a second-year quarterback, the Patriots, in a weird way, I believe that they are more dangerous. And maybe I'll feel differently on Sunday if the Broncos beat up the Chiefs. Maybe I'll feel differently. I just don't look at Bo Nix, and I'm not impressed.
If they get home field advantage,
I'm
things
just
are
not impressed.
If you looked at their schedule, you looked at the Broncos' schedule.
After the Chiefs
bye week, then they're at Washington. Of course, they're going to be favored in that game. Then they're at Las Vegas. Then they get the Packers at home, and you've seen the Packers; they're very up and down. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde team. Then they're Jacksonville at home. That's a win for the Broncos. Then they're at Kansas City, and obviously, you know, that'll be a tough game for them. And then it's the Chargers at home to get redemption for them. So I'm saying the schedule is very favorable for the Broncos the rest of the way, especially having the bye week right after the Chiefs. But the schedule is built for them. That's the scary thing about this game. That's why
it's a must-win. The division's over if the Chiefs
Their toughest game by far is at Kansas City. Because the rest of them, at Raiders, not a tough road trip. At Washington, that's manageable. But home games against Green Bay and Jacksonville and the Chargers, very, very comforting for the Broncos going forward.
Comforting, but I could see them still losing two of those.
Well, the one thing about the Broncos, and I do think the Chiefs are a better team, clearly I think the Chiefs actually win this weekend, is they can run the football. And Dobbins is up and down with that foot injury. Whether they've talked about throwing him on the IR, talked about him possibly playing this week, we don't know. We'll see the injury reports when it come out. But Harvey's a decent running back too. And that offensive line, whatever metrics you're looking at, is the best offensive line of football at this point, the way they're playing. So when you have that and a running game and a defense that gets after the quarterback in historic fashion, let's not forget they have 46 sacks. That is 14 sacks better than any other team. That is 14 sacks better, how they can get to the quarterback. So they have the ingredients and the things they do. One of the problems is they are the number one penalized team in the NFL. They also give up the most penalty yards in the NFL. Two things kind of going against the Broncos going forward. I mean, also we know that they lead the NFL in punts. Yeah. So they get in situations where they do it. I'm just saying that they can put together with that defense. You have to go back to 1989? With the team with more sacks this far into the season, the Broncos, it was the Vikings, so I think of 50, and the Broncos are sitting there with 46. It's a problem with them getting to the quarterback because they can do it. It's how they've been winning. They've been winning good games. And when you look at the 2-point win overseas against the Jets, and you think, well, minus 10 yards passing for Justin Fields, that defense led the way. 33 points in the fourth quarter against the Giants. Yeah, it took till the end. Yeah, Bo Nix is a bad quarterback 1-3. But he's decent in the fourth. Like, they're finding a way to win games at the end where bad teams like the Raiders that couldn't put away the Broncos and that couldn't put away the Jaguars in overtime the week before, they find a way to lose. They're finding a way to win games.
And that's why the comp, though, that's the whole comp from last 100%. Year with the Chiefs. Like, yeah, I don't think anybody's disputing whether the Broncos are a good team or not. It's just that they are winning in almost identical fashion as the Chiefs did a year ago. And it is true that last year people were unimpressed by the Chiefs despite being a 15-win team. The Broncos, I don't know, they might win 13 games. I have no idea what they're going to win, 13, 14 games
this
year.
The schedule sets up for them very nicely. So the Chiefs got to knock them down.
I'm just saying that they are winning those close games, and everybody, much like the Chiefs last year, are waiting to be like, oh, that's not sustainable. And I am saying the difference and the reason why last year was more sustainable still and why I thought people locally were correct on this was Patrick Mahomes with the quarterback. I could see it being less sustainable here down the stretch and in the postseason for the Broncos because their quarterback is still limited, in my opinion. While the ceiling while the floor is high still for Bo Nix, the ceiling is way, way lower, duh, than it is for Patrick Mahomes. And so I would wonder come playoff time. Now, Sunday's not a playoff game for the Broncos, although it might as well be. So we'll see. I think Kansas City and the way they are positioned going into this game off of the bye week, I think they got a great chance to beat the Broncos.
And one thing important for the Chiefs.
Put them back down to earth a little bit.
Of course, you want to get up early lead, but that fan base will start booing the Broncos. Like, if you're the Chiefs, you have to know this because this is what they'll do. They're already worried about the Chiefs coming in there because they don't like the way that they've been playing lately. They actually booed Bo Nix and the Broncos. They're booing an 8-win team. So get them to the point where they start booing the Denver Broncos because it probably will happen. I'm just saying.
I don't know. That's happening on Sunday.
With that defense, that line, that running game, they can win games. According to Lynn Sutton, his numbers are pretty much identical than Travis Kelce's. I mean, they're pretty much the identical stats going forward.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold. Listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.